You're listening to the Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio. That was Elvis Presley. I want you, I need you, I love you. That earned him a second gold record in 1956. And now we are in for a real treat. For more than two decades, Bruno Nesci has been delighting audiences as one of the most accomplished Elvis tribute artists there is. And he stopped by the studio to talk to us. First time that we're meeting.
First time. There's a first for everything,
there's
right?
There's a first for everything. So thanks for coming by.
Oh, it's my pleasure and my honor to be here on Zoomers Radio.
I was reading up on you, and I just want to tell you what some of your fans...
Not everything you read is true. I'll tell you that much.
You're going to like this, though. This is what some of your audiences have commented. So Don M. says, he's got the moves and sings great and is very handsome.
Thank you. I'll send you your check later.
Betty M. says, sounds just like Elvis. So you...
Well, thank you.
You probably,
Betty,
hear that a lot. I just think it's interesting when you hear what people have to say. They're coming to see your show to be sort of transported, aren't they?
That's the goal for every, not just myself, but for every tribute artist out there. The one thing we do look forward to is bringing the fans to a point where they could say that if they leave and say that they heard or saw Elvis, even for a millisecond, you did your job.
So tell me when you first were transported and sort of by Elvis.
Now I'm going to age myself.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what we do here.
Come New Year's, it's going to be 24 years I've been paying tribute to Elvis.
And do you remember when you first heard him and thought, this has a special meaning for me?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It was just before New Year's. I want to say it was October of 99. My parents had a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It was a dance club. And another tribute artist came in there and performed, not too much older than me. And he did this show and was jumping around. And I was just like, whoa. I couldn't believe the reaction on the people's faces. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, you enjoy it in the moment kind of thing. I always like to, let's say, fool around on the microphone and have some fun. And as a gift for my parents in the restaurant on New Year's, I put on this little white karate suit that I was taking Taekwondo at the time. I put on my karate pants, used my mom's gold belt, because I was big in the 90s, were these big flashy gold belts.
I still wear gold belts, it's okay.
It's awesome. And I showed up and our piano player at the restaurant taught me Teddy Bear and Don't Be Cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up singing Teddy Bear, Don't Be Cruel in front of like 150 people. And my dad thought I was the most crazy person on earth. And from that moment on, I decided that this is what I want to do.
Wow.
And I haven't stopped.
Wow. No. In fact, let me just let people know your accolades. You made it to the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest 4 times, which is the
in
only
Memphis.
One in, endorsed by...
By Graceland. It's
a big deal.
It's like the World Cup. For soccer fans or sports fans, it's like making the Super Bowl or making the World Cup of the Elvis impersonator slash tribute world.
How many people are out there paying tribute to Elvis, would you say?
Oh, I want to say in the thousands.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They're estimating that there's more Elvis tribute artists in the world,
mm-hmm.
or for the person that wouldn't know what tribute artists are, for the impersonators,
mm-hmm.
That there's almost more impersonators than there are lawyers.
Oh, I don't think the lawyers would be happy to hear that.
Well, they might change practices afterwards.
Maybe they should start singing, yeah. Okay, we're in radio. I think it's only fair to let people hear a little Elvis from Bruno, if that's okay with you, if you have a favorite.
We could try something.
Okay,
if I would have known, I would have brought a guitar with me.
Would you? Okay. Well, I bet you're great without a guitar.
We'll figure
improvise.
It out some. We'll improvise this. So you know I can be found. A citizen no more alone. Well, if you can't come around, at least please telephone. I said, don't be cruel. Now, if they want the rest of the song, they gotta come
man.
To the events.
That was good. That was really good. Okay, I get what Don was saying about singing just like Elvis. Wow.
Thank you, Don.
Did you always sing like Elvis, or is that something you've been
No, it's
been
something
able to
24 years of working
practice,
at it. Did vocal
yeah.
lessons, and I graduated Conservatory of Music to try to mimic my voice the best
wow.
I could. And at the same time, a lot of people say I just sound like Bruno. So I like that. I like being able to be distinguished between Elvis and Bruno.
Right, right. Maybe Elvis sounds like you is what you're saying.
No, I'm trying to sound like Elvis.
Okay, you've got a big event coming up. It's the World Invitation Elvis Tribute Artist Show. That's in Niagara Falls, November 10th to the 12th. How do you prepare for that?
How do you prepare for that? See, this is something very new and different for the competition world, especially in Canada. Actually, anywhere in the world. So we have the ultimate in Memphis. This is like now the ultimate for Canada. This festival was, it's invite only. So normally the festivals, anybody could register. You know what? You think you're great. You think you could sing. You send in your papers, pay your entrance fee, and you can go and sing. This contest, on the other hand, you had to be invited. You were hand selected. I think we got like 9 or 10 guys. I think we're 9 guys that were hand selected to be at this event to compete at the very first international. Like 99% of the guys are all international guys.
Really?
So being one of the, I think one of the few Canadians that are in the contest, it's really awesome. It's in a beautiful venue in Niagara Falls at the Greg Fruin Theater. The band is top notch. They have shows at nighttime that it's going to be even greater. But getting prepared for a contest like this, I look at it very strategical. It's like the World Cup. You got to be strategical. Yeah. You got to know who your competition is.
Okay.
So I know all these guys like the back of my hand.
I bet you do.
And I see who, what their strong suits are and what our strong suits are. So going back on this contest, we have to, it's not a regular 1-2 song and then we're out. Here we actually got to do a full set. And they judge you based on a full set show. So we're not judged on those 1 or 2 songs. We actually got to do like a 35-minute show. And you get judged based on your show. So now I looked at it and said, okay, you know what? This guy's going to probably sing this or that guy's going to sing that. And I dissected it to make my show, to make the best show that I could do possibly that weekend. And costuming, you want to always look your best. You want to sound your best. And then it's how you act with the audience too. That makes a big deal because Elvis wasn't only a singer. He wasn't only a performer. He connected with every single person in that audience. Mm-hmm. And we're talking thousands of people. He connected with everybody one way or another.
Yeah.
And that's what my strategy is I want to connect with the judges. I want to connect with the audiences. Because at the end of the day, the audiences are who keep us employed.
Yeah.
So if they're not enjoying themselves, there's a good chance that they're not coming back. And that weekend is going to be a very hard, upbeat, high action weekend for entertainment. You can't go wrong.
Man, it sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with this. Although it sounds like you don't need it. It's Bruno Neshi. He will be at the Elvis Tribute Artist Show. That's November 10th to 12th in Niagara Falls. And come back and you could tell us all about it.
I could tell you all about it, but it's better if you actually see it in person.
Good point.